The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informal look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, PeteEvans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. John, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, brother?
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What an exciting time over the last year. You have been at the forefront of educating people about how to live a holistic lifestyle. And did you ever think you'd be in this position now, writing a book about how to deal with a virus that has apparently stopped the world?
That's a great question. Not really. Not in this way. Definitely not in this way. I've been passionate about educating about health and wellness for many years now. And I had a few more simple base books that are available on Amazon that I wrote, one about superfood shakes. The other one's called Health Made Simple. And I've always liked writing and always liked to basically share my experiences and my, you know, knowledge base that I've acquired through so many years as far as education on health and empowerment. And when this whole thing came around last year, and man, it's incredible. It's been a whole year of us addressing this, right? You know, I was working on going a little bit deeper with the concept of rewilding and the concept of developing back to basics, nature-based principles to precisely empower people on the immune system, but just on using the body as a holistic element, as a system that works together in a synchronistic way. And then when this COVID thing hit, I was like, wow, maybe I should focus that work that I had been starting to work on and maybe, you know, orient it that way, because that's the language people were being, you know, introduced to. And I know you more than anybody has had to deal and face with so many challenges around it. So I thought, okay, let's start to speak a language that people can understand and position this thing so that they can say, okay, this guy's offering us a potential solution. But if you look at the book and you look at everything around it, it's a tool for empowerment no matter what's going on in the world. And that's where I tend to navigate my approach with.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that, because reading your book, it's a book for everybody, regardless whether it was 5 years ago, 5 years into the future. It's a book for human beings to thrive and to understand how to live in this modern day world, because how we live is not how we used to live. And we have a good friend of mine, Noriega Gowdes, who wrote Primal Body, Primal Mind, which is say, you know, we need to understand that the environment that we share now
in this particular point in human history is very, very, very different from going back. So from even 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you know, we're just being assaulted. I use that word because it is an assault on our mind, our body, and our spirit on a day-to-day level. And it's getting to the point where there's nearly no point, nowhere we can run. And I don't even like using that word run because that means you're fearful of something. Uh-huh. But my wife and I live on a farm, and even yesterday, you know, we saw two planes flying overhead spraying things into the sky. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck. Fuck. And straight away I'm going into the response to not react in a negative way or fearful way. It's like, okay, well, I can't stop that yet. I am entering politics, and that's one of the things that I'm going to be investigating but what can I do now to give my body and mind and spirit the best possible chance to thrive and keep evolving? So take me through your book, because it is beautifully written, and you draw upon so many wonderful teachers as well, which is what I love. So let's spend the next 45 minutes, 50 minutes or hour where you can just have a channel of your knowledge and wisdom and take people on the journey of where could they start if they've never thought about their health, and why what you've written in this book and the name of it, I'll let you speak about that. Why this is such a, what I believe, a simple lifestyle choice or simple lifestyle choices.
Yeah, thank you, man. And that's beautiful that you just ended on the term simple, because it's, in many ways, it's a lot simpler than people think. People are overwhelmed right now with so much information. And part of my mission is always to do things that are doable, things that we all have access to. For instance, the concept of earthing, which I can go a little bit deeper into that, but the concept of earthing is beautiful because it connects us to the earth, but even the biological and spiritual elements that go, the benefits that go with the concept of earthing, which is basically take off your shoes and touch the planet, is free. It's something that anybody can start doing this very second. Even if you're listening to this or watching this on your computer, you can grab your computer. You can go outside if you have a backyard, if you have a little plot, if you're, you know, close to a park or anything, take off your shoes and make sure that the rubber is not being something that is separating you or dividing you from the earth. Because once you take off those shoes and you start to ground to the earth, now the polarity and the anti-inflammatory effects of the electromagnetic, the natural native electromagnetic frequencies of the earth start to work with your body to heal it and to calm it down, to relieve anxiety and all these things that make our lives extremely stressful, right? So the premise of the book, and the book's called Rewilding COVID. You can take the COVID part and you can get rid of it if you want, and rewilding whatever you want. Because the term, which I've played around with the term of rewilding or rewilding yourself, rewilding humanity, which is the name of my podcast, because it's almost like a reminder, right? A reminder of our natural self. We are part of the ecological system and we're part of nature. And somehow there's a point, you know, going to your example of stuff that they're spraying in the sky, genetically modified foods, et cetera, which we can go a little bit deeper into that in the nutrition part of it. But going into that, we've somehow maybe convinced ourselves that through technology and through, all this stuff, we can separate ourselves from nature and somehow do okay and thrive. And my premise behind my book is actually, no, we are part of nature, and it's very difficult for man to recreate nature in its perfection and its beauty and its perfect design, right? It's funny because I saw a video today of a company that's trying to mimic the sun. And they put together like this promotional video. Maybe you've seen it. I forget the name of
it. It was on the Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, you know, them promoting it, but I'll let you continue. But yeah.
The point is that they created this really great movie-like trailer to try to sell people on the fact that the sun is dangerous, but hey, wait, we have this technology that's recreating the good parts of the sun so that we can you know benefit from that. You know, and the trailer and the movie part of it is like dark. It's all set up in like almost like a nightlife kind of environment, and there's like this light that's coming down on people, and people are looking up and they're going, whoa, and this healing. And I'm like, wait a second, you have that every day. It's coming, it rises and you know, it rises and sets every single day. And there's part of that that I'll touch upon when we get a little bit more into what are the elements that make humans humans and what makes us thrive. Air, water, earth, and fire, which all encompass with ether. And then come together in like the whole spiritual, you know, connective way. But the going back to the term of rewilding, it's getting back to what a wild human is supposed to be in, and wild has a negative connotation in our world today, right? Because everything gets flipped down and the language, it gets manipulated. But if you go and look at the essence of what wildness means, it means empowered, it means sovereign, it means connected to the earth, it means connected to communities. It means a being that is not being interfered with, right? So reclaiming that or rewilding yourself in and humanity as a community and as an element becomes pretty much the element that empowers us the most. So everything can fit in that umbrella in so many ways. So the book is laid out so that we start with foundations. And the foundations, again, they come from that basis of the elements. We need oxygen. We need clean and fresh air. And we need to learn how to breathe again, because some people are breathing through their mouth. There's also, I work a lot with movement and body work. And part of it is that there's, you know, there's compressions and cross-linked collagen and adhesions and fibrosis and scar tissue and things like that, that sometimes, you know, impede a full elasticity of the body, right? And a full pumping of the lymph and of the circulatory system. So learning how to breathe and incorporating fresh air, getting plants inside your house, going outside and breathing fresh air is a key important component of it. Again, how much does that cost? Not a whole lot. You can do advanced things and bring like an ionizing, you know, air HEPA filtration system into your house to clean and ozonate the electrically charged particles in your indoor environment. But again, what are we doing? We're trying to recreate what Mother Nature does best, right? And we all feel it. Once we have thunder and there's a rain shower and all that stuff, and then it clears, you go outside and everybody can feel it. Everybody can feel that magnetic thing, right? That electron charge that we're like, ooh, this smells good. And that's the natural ozone of the earth, right? So we try to recreate that inside, but it's available to us every single day. So we start with air. We start with water. Okay, water, that's a huge one. That's one layer of my own personal lifestyle and my career. As I've developed any of these ideas, they've been like little layers of things that I've been weaving into my lifestyle practice, because this whole thing is a lifestyle practice, right? It's not just this one magic bullet, this one perfect pill that we can take and it'll solve, or any tech that we can, you know, plug into that's gonna solve our problems. No. It's a holistic system, right? So water is extremely important. Our bodies are technically supposed to be 70% water. If we go to the, you know, biological cellular level, it's like 98% water. So if you think about that and you think about the quality of the water inside your body and the quality of water you're drinking or cooking with or making teas with and so forth, that's a pretty big piece of the puzzle. You know, so I teach people about different layers of what water you can start drinking. What are the components of what's called pristine water?
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. I'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.